This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. Some holiday events are just worth seeing over and over again. The recent production of A Christmas Carol by the Four Seasons Theater Company in Smithfield, it was a prime example of that. The show is sentimental and corny, but so is Christmas itself, and the two are practically inseparable in the minds of Cache Valley audiences. Under the direction of Annalise Chidester, audiences were treated to generous helpings of the traditional theatrical strengths of Four Seasons productions. Those include strong performances, excellent singing, lavish costuming, dramatic set designs, and spectacular lighting effects. Those usual assets were enhanced by the addition of all-new choreography. Much of that innovation came in the form of stately waltzes and other forms of dancing appropriate to the play's Victorian-era setting. But a surprise tap dance number that closed Act One really brought down the house. Four Seasons veteran Scott Hunsaker played the misanthrope Scrooge. As always, Hunsaker's early characterization was so convincingly unrepentant that his later transformation was genuinely heartwarming. Walker McKenna's portrayal of Bob Cratchit provided both a cheerfully optimistic counterpoint to Hunsaker's gloom and touchingly tender tenor vocals. A lovely duet by John McVeigh and Jessica Lewis in the roles of a young Scrooge and his soon-to-be-lost fiancée, Emily, was another vocal highlight of the show. Young Brookie Anderson's all-too-brief performance as the Ghost of Christmas Past was also noteworthy for its shining sincerity. Finally, Cody Rash was back again in this production, playing his traditional role as the Ghost of Christmas Present, with all the boundless good nature that the part deserved. This may sound vaguely heretical, but if you're looking for a change of pace from musical theater over the holidays, why not spend an evening with Utah legend Kurt Bester at the Egyptian Theater in Park City? Bester is, of course, famous as a film composer and a smooth jazz artist. But his initial claim to fame was composing and performing holiday music, so he can never resist going back to his roots during this time of year. One of Bester's favorite venues for performing holiday shows is the Egyptian Theater in Park City. His specials there are a little less stagey than the Christmas concerts that Bester performs at the posh Eccles Theater in Salt Lake City, but they are also more relaxed and intimate. Bester will perform at the Egyptian Theater in Park City December 21st to 25th. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.